It turns out Coachella is this weekend, and we've got tickets for you right here on the world-famous K-Rock. It's world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What is up, party people? Yesterday, of course, was Easter, so Lent is over, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers are good. Talk to Chad Smith on Friday. Going to give you some highlights of that coming up today. People are dumb. There's a guy in Irvine who truly believes that gasoline should be free, and he's dumb. Easter egg hunt where kids found much more than eggs, not in a not good way. What's up with Florida on the show today? 420 Catch of the Day is our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets to Six Flags Magic Mountain, plus the countdown continues. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
God, you're dumb.
Love that new social D, Born to Kill is the name of that. Can't wait to see them live in concert a little bit later on this year. And speaking of concerts, the countdown is on to Coachella. Your chance to win sold-out passes coming up in about 30 minutes on K-Rock. Kevin Ryder in the afternoon for the last 43, 44 days. I've given up the Red Hot Chili Peppers for Lent. And on Friday, Chad Smith called me.
Hi, it's Chad. Is this Kevin?
Yes, Chad Smith.
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
How are you, my friend?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
How's Lent treating you?
Lent is going well.
Yeah, and I think today is the last day.
That's right.
But I got to tell you, it made a lot of people more angry than I thought it was going to.
So you just gave up the chili peppers for Lent?
I mean, yeah, it has to be something good. That's the idea behind Lent, is something good.
Okay, that's nice. So, I appreciate that. Well, maybe it's okay. You can just kind of stop cutting us off and just... It's okay. I think you've done well.
I've done my damage.
Your damage is good.
Are you guys working on new music? I read that you were at John Frusciante's house.
Oh, well, I guess I can't really speak on that. We're kind of, we're just doing it in a different way. We got some ideas cooking, yeah.
Is it difficult to write new music after, how many years has it been? 50?
Well,
45?
I mean, the band started in 83.
Wow. What is that? 43 years?
Yeah.
That's wild.
So that's why we kind of need to shake it up and try a little different approach. And you know, you got to keep things fresh so you can grow as a band and as musicians. So that's what we're doing.
That's exactly what I was doing. You got to change things up, you know? You got to let the Red Hot Chili Peppers breathe for a minute and then bring them back.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. You got to recharge.
I'm doing the right thing.
You just keep on telling yourself that, Kev, okay?
Well, I guess some of your listeners don't agree with
they
you.
They don't.
What's going on with that, Kev?
No, they do not. They'll call and say, you give them up for Lent, not me. But that's how it goes.
You can't dictate what I could listen to.
Well, I tried, and I made people angry, and now it's over. And Chad, you're the best. Thank you for calling
my
today.
My pleasure. I'm sure they're going to forgive you.
I hope.
That was a nice experiment. But next year, you can give up, you know, Creed or something.
I give them up year-round. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is Coachella, and we've got your tickets, your sold-out passes to Coachella, coming up right after 21 Pilots on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Robert.
Robert, do you have plans this weekend?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You are caller 20,
my God.
And you got sold-out passes to Coachella.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I can't believe it.
How bad can Easter go? So you have Easter, you hide your eggs, the kids go help and find them, and it's a fun, family, wholesome day. Until you read this headline, human skull found during Easter egg hunt at park in Long Beach, police confirm. So they were it doesn't say kids, but they were looking for eggs and found what turns out to be a human skull.
Happening now, an investigation's underway after a disturbing discovery on Easter Sunday in Long Beach.
I don't like Easter Sunday in the same sentence with disturbing.
Somebody found what police say could be human remains.
Easter egg hunt, human remains.
To Eyewitness News reporter David Gonzalez live in DeForest Park where the discovery was made. David.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, I want to paint a picture as to where we're at right here. We're right next to DeForest Park in Wetlands, which runs along the LA River, not far from the 710 freeway. And this park is usually filled with families, or was filled with families yesterday here.
So on Easter Day, there were a bunch of families there celebrating and having Easter egg hunts.
During Easter, but now you can see where this police investigation is concentrated. You see that kind of white tent.
Now he's pointing over toward the area of the park where they're actually doing some kind of police work.
On your screen right now, that's usually associated with a death investigation.
A death investigation.
You could see a patrol call here on the scene, kind of protecting the area, kind of waiting for daylight to come back up. The LA Times and other media outlets are reporting a possible skull was found.
A skull was found in the park during an Easter egg hunt. I wonder if it had candy in it. What a great hiding space, am I right?
Nobody asked you, Kevin!
More chances for you to get tickets to Sold Out Coachella coming up on the world-famous K-Rock, he tried to say. A man in Irvine, California wanted free gasoline. He wanted gasoline and he wanted it free. People are dumb. Is coming up on K-Rock.
Police say this man walked into a gas station last week and demanded $55 in gas and refused to pay. He then decided to camp out at the gas pump.
People are dumb. Next on K-Rock.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
Turns out you can debate whether money is real, just not at the gas pump in Irvine.
Okay, I don't understand a word of that. Let's hear it again.
Turns out you can debate whether money is real, just not at the gas pump in Irvine.
Still makes no sense. Here's a headline. Man arrested after demanding $55 in gas, refusing to pay. So this is a security guard trying to get the guy who's sitting in his car waiting for the free gas to get out of the way so other people can get gas.
They want you to leave because you haven't paid for gas?
All right, what do you think his answer is? He hasn't paid for gas, but he wants $55 worth of free gas. And they're not giving it to him, and he's sitting in his car. Why? You probably didn't think he was this crazy.
I sincerely believe that money as a unit of payment is not real.
Money isn't real. Didn't see that coming. Let's hear that one more time.
I sincerely believe that money as a unit of payment is not real.
Oh, f- you.
Police say this man walked into a gas station last week and demanded $55 in gas and refused to pay. He then decided to camp out at the gas pump, waiting for the free gas that, of course, never arrived. Officers ended up hauling him off in the back of a police cruiser.
Which I'm sure he also claimed was not real. To jail. Very real. Countdown to Coachella is on, and we've got another pair of tickets for you. Sold out passes to Coachella on the way from the world famous K-Rock. It is K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
So coming up on Three Things at Four, I'm going to tell you about a sperm shower.
Nope.
Yep, it's going to happen.
Nope. Kevin Ryder in the afternoon with the 420 catch of the day on the way. Megan Holliday is here with Three Things at Four.
K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q.
Three Things at Four.
One, two, three.
Number one, Washington, D.C. are putting rats on birth control.
What?
And here is the story.
Spent more than 5 minutes in D.C. You know that the rats out there move like they pay rent, too. So now the city is trying something a little different to cut down the rat problem, rat birth control. I know this sounds like a joke, but like, no, they're dead serious. D.C. Health announced it's putting edible fertility control bait in areas with heavy rat activity, hoping to slow the population without just relying on the usual methods. Plan is starting in Adams Morgan, which is known as a major hotspot for rats. DC Health Director Ayanna Bennett says residents have to do their part too, because if people keep throwing food on the ground and leaving trash out, the rats are gonna keep winning. So yeah, birth control for rats. You buying this plan, or are the rats just gonna fully take over DC?
Oh my god, how weird is that?
That is bizarre.
They can actually do that. Okay, number two, sort of on the opposite side of the spectrum from the first story, a woman has gone viral on TikTok after throwing what she called a sperm shower. Basically, a baby planning party where instead of gifts, her friend helped her pick her future sperm donor during what she described as a donor draft. Emily Webb invited friends and family over for a themed celebration that included a sperm-shaped cake, a nacho daddy bar, and yes, a cream pie dessert table.
Wow.
The 5-year-old said the idea came after the stress of navigating IVF on her own. So she presented several donor candidates with bios, personality traits, songs that reminded her of them, plus voice clips and letters they had written. Guests took their roles very seriously, making notes, comparing health and family histories, and debating picks longer than expected before helping her choose a donor who wrote what she described as a really heartfelt and emotionally intelligent letter and works in the holistic wellness field. The internet honestly went crazy over this entire thing.
Really?
Yeah, and people were even saying that they would pay to attend this party. And number three, I don't know why all my stories have to do with reproduction, but it just happens.
Sometimes
this way.
It happens.
All right. The Edmonton Oilers lost to the Vegas Golden Knights 5-1 at Rogers Place on Saturday. But honestly, the biggest moment of the night didn't even happen on the ice. During the second period of the game, a woman went into labor and gave birth right there inside of the arena. Play-by-play broadcaster Jack Michaels shared the news during the TV broadcast.
Breaking news. We have word that someone has gone into labor here tonight. There's a baby being born on the 7th floor at Rogers Place as we speak. So someone's going to have a great story to tell. It would be nice to have the mother join us on After Hours to describe what's happened, but that could be asking a bit much.
Might be asking a little too much.
Maybe.
I think so. How traumatic is it? I have so many questions. You know, was the baby born in a suite? Did it happen in between the seats up there?
Right.
Who delivered the baby? Was the dad there? So I really would like the follow-up interview. I'm Megan Holliday. That was 3 Things at 4 on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
I don't know if you saw Saturday Night Live, but Jack White was on it performing G.O.D. and the Broken Ribs. And also Derrico DeMonaco, he performed both of those on Saturday Night Live. He is touring in 2026 with an official tour page listing dates across Europe and other markets. His official Third Man Records tour page, according to one rumor, also shows a run that includes Coachella dates in April. So that's possible. It's a rumor. I don't know. But here's his song, G.O.D., God and the Broken Ribs. It's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Jack White. Song is called G.O.D. and the Broken Ribs. It's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. It's hard to imagine, but Coachella is this week.
I know. Are you ready to be in a trailer?
I am.
Sweating your buns off?
I'm ready to go.
We're going to be broadcasting live.
We are.
And doing interviews.
Matter of fact, Friday afternoon. You can win your tickets, your sold-out passes to Coachella, right here at K-Rock. Keep listening. Every day in the 5 o'clock hour, we have story time. We invite you to call and tell us stories.
And for the very best call all week long, it's your chance to win up a 4-pack of tickets to go to Six Flags.
All right, it is story time on the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. You brought us a story in 3 Things at 4 that is really hard to imagine.
Okay, so during the second period of the Edmonton Oilers game on Saturday night, a woman went into labor and she gave birth right there inside of the arena. And my favorite part was the play-by-play broadcaster who talked about it while the game was happening. We have the clip for you.
Breaking news. We have word that someone has gone into labor here tonight. There's a baby being born on the 7th floor at Rogers Place as we speak. So someone's going to have a great story to tell. It would be nice to have the mother join us on After Hours to describe what's happened, but
sure.
That could be asking a bit much.
Yeah,
a little bit.
I don't think she's going to join the post-game show. No. All right, so something embarrassing happened to you in public. I can't imagine giving birth.
I'm a woman and I don't even want to. I can't even imagine it. Yeah.
But to do that in public.
Oh, my God.
Has got to be scary. I don't know if you saw this. There was a woman who was coming from the Bahamas to JFK and she was giving birth while the plane was landing at JFK.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine that?
No, it's so terrifying. And I have so many questions, too, as to how they pulled it off. Yeah, yes.
Why was she there? That pregnant?
Because she's Canadian.
Because she's Canadian and it's hockey.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Why. All right. Something embarrassing happened to you in public. 800-520-1067. That is the phone number for your calls or texts.
And for the best phone call, you can win a 4-pack of Six Flags tickets.
Something embarrassing happened in public. 800-520-1067. When I was in Las Vegas and I was throwing up in the casino.
Oh, yeah.
That was embarrassing.
Oh, my Oh my God.
So those are the calls we're looking for. Something embarrassing happened in public. 800-520-1067.
And for the best call, we get your tickets to go to Six Flags 4-pack for you.
K-Rock, hello. Something embarrassing happened in public?
Basically, I took a shot of Jack Daniels as pretty girls were walking by, and I hunched over throwing up in between cars at the Roxy.
You were already drunk, I assume.
No, I was not, but I was working on it.
Oh, God. Did you see them later?
No, unfortunately not. That was more than embarrassment enough to...
Yes, fortunately not.
That's not exactly your A game.
No, it's not.
Something embarrassing happened to you in public. That is the topic, the prize for the best call.
4 packs of Six Flag tickets.
All right, you got something embarrassing that happened in public?
Yeah, I got an embarrassing moment.
Something embarrassing happened in public. Let's hear it.
I used to work at a meat department back in the day when I was young, and I would always help the customers. Well, one day I was with my girlfriend, and we're going to the post office. So I was in regular clothes, my girlfriend's regular clothes, and we're standing in line at the post office, and I see a regular customer up front. And she keeps looking back. I'm like, well, I know who she is. I know who she is. And then a minute going into it, she turns around and looks at me and goes, hey, I know you, but you look different with clothes on. Everybody in the entire place looks around, and my girlfriend looks at me and goes, what is she talking about? And I had to explain that she was a customer, and she usually sees me in my red apron and my work clothes.
That's fantastic. I love that.
Oh, my God.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, Kevin Ryder. Hey, my wife was going to work in the middle of the night, about 12 midnight, and I hear her scream, Tim, Tim. I run out, and what happened, she hit the starter button at the back of her camper, and it was in first gear, so it started, so it ran over her foot. It was bumping the car next to us, but I was nude. Because I heard, Tim, Tim, and I thought something was happening to her. I ran outside, and I had no clothes on. Buck naked, okay?
That's pretty great. It's a nightmare of activity anyway, and then you run out naked. Yeah. K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, so a couple years ago, I went to a buddy's house, and he lives in a track home, and they all look the same, so I went to the neighbor's house.
Oh, you went to the neighbor's house on accident.
Nice.
On the other side of my buddy's house, I walked inside, and I said, honey, I'm home. You know, playing around with things with my buddy, and it was a family sitting down having dinner.
Oh, that would have scared them to death.
They ended up calling the cops, too, but...
no way!
I went in, I said, honey, I'm home, and then I shut the door going, oh, no, I was at the wrong house.
Oh, my God. But did you have to deal with the cops?
Yeah, I told them the story and everything, but it was, you know, it was embarrassing because they were like, oh, what's going on?
All right. Something embarrassing happened to you in public. 800-520-1067. We are taking your phone calls on embarrassing things that happened to you in public.
So hit us up right now, 800-520-1067.
Something embarrassing happened to you in public.
So my then girlfriend, now wife, we were in Montreal for a weekend.
Montreal?
Montreal, Canada.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was at nighttime, and things were hot and heavy between the two of us.
Woo!
And so we got to shagging by this restaurant.
Did she say shagging?
Points for shagging, by the way.
Yeah, and one of the chefs came out and caught us.
Nice.
And what did they do?
She was bent over, and she came out, and we pulled the pants up real quick, and it was astonishing, though, like, the chef was really pissed off.
You were disrespecting his food by doing that outside.
What did he say?
He was just, I don't know why he was so angry. He asked us, like, what we were doing, why we were doing it. It was pretty obvious.
Why we're doing
it? Yeah, why?
Well, chef, because when a man loves a woman...
You end up marrying her, which I did.
Hell yeah.
K-Rock, hello.
Oh, I was out with my family, so I had to, right after lunch, I had to go to a restroom. So by the time I finished, I was walking around. I couldn't find my family, and then... suddenly, someone tapped me on the shoulder and told me my toilet paper is still on my pants.
Excellent.
Yes.
On your pants.
Yes. Yeah, it was hanging by my waistline.
What the hell? Oh, my God. See, the shoe I understand, but I think it's...
Well, I was looking for my family, so that was about a couple of minutes.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty great.
Skilled to get it stuck in that particular spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like a Jedi with...
Yes, a TP Jedi.
K-Rock, hello.
All right, so this is actually Coachella 2004.
All right.
Oh.
And, yeah, so we're on our way. We have our campsite all set up. I had to go really bad.
Right.
Number two.
Oh, God, okay. No.
So I get out of the car. I go as far as I believe no one can see me. I start going. My friend starts yelling, "Do you want a shovel?" Cars began to honk. It is the most stressful. I understand how dogs feel when you look at them. Like,
so much pressure.
And then when I walked back to the car, my girlfriend locked the door. So I had to, like, walk along the side of the car.
Oh, my God.
K-Rock, hello.
Okay, so it was a little bit after the fact, but I was doing the media event for Guardians of the Galaxy, and they had on-ride cameras. And I had a little dress malfunction, and I didn't know until afterwards that the person I was filming for put it on the internet where, like, the characters of Guardians of the Galaxy, when my dress literally blew up over my head and showed everything, they put, like, little pop-up characters, like Drax would pop up and Gamora and
Hey,
Star-Lord,
at least they covered
like,
you.
Every time. I didn't know that it went completely viral on the internet, like on BuzzFeed, over like a million views.
Nice.
And now I know. Like, I literally got stopped in the park because people were like, wait, were you that girl that was on Guardians of the Galaxy where her dress, like, went flying everywhere?
Oh, my God. It made you famous, though. Look.
That's your 15 minutes.
Yeah.
My 15 minutes of fame. Yay.
Congratulations.
Oh, my God. Okay, dude. You know,
how do you pick?
You know how we pick. The guy that said shagging.
The guy that made us laugh with
the chef. Yes. His name is Ben.
Ben, we love the word shagging. And I also love that you described your then-girlfriend as bent over.
Yes.
That was a nice touch.
Also, Hot and Heavy was thrown in there.
Oh, my God.
There were so many gems in that story.
We were in our early 50s, too, when that happened.
Wow! Look at you.
You guys are frisky. I like this.
Fantastic. Well, you get a 4-pack of tickets to Six Flags Magic Mountain.
Oh, that is wicked. Oh, my God. That is so cool.
Well done. Enjoy the park. If you would like to go to the sold-out Coachella this weekend.
The B-Caller 20 coming up at 6. Got your 3-day passes. 800-520-1067.